For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Is our universe a fake? An elaborate computer simulation? Philosopher Nick Bostrom, director of the Future of Humanity Institute of Oxford University, describes a fake universe as a richly detailed software simulation of people, including their historical predecessors. He says this fake universe was created by a very technologically advanced civilization. David Wren, sci-fi writer and space scientist, relates the Chinese parable of an emperor dreaming that he was a butterfly, dreaming that he was an emperor. In contemporary versions, Wren said it may be the year 2050, and people are living in a computer simulation of what life was like in the early 21st century. Or it may be billions of years from now, and people are in the simulation of what primitive plants and people were once like. David said he began bemused. The notion that humanity might be living in an artificial reality, a simulated universe, seemed sophomoric, at best science fiction. But speaking with scientists and philosophers on Closer to the Truth, he says he realizes that the notion that everything humans see and know is a gigantic computer game of sorts, the creation of super smart hackers existing somewhere else, is not a joke. Exploring a whole world simulation, he says he discovered, is a deep probe of reality. Check out the video from Closer to the Truth at darkmatternews.com and also artbell.com. Remember yesterday when NASA's Mars Curiosity rover took a photo that really looked like an alien crab monster on the surface of the red planet? Well, now they've gone one better. A new closer photo appears to show a ghost woman on Mars. It really does kind of look like a ghost woman. Take a look at the photos on artbell.com and let us know what you see.
Hi, I'm Janiel Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
The Heart Project in Alaska. The subject of many conspiracy theories is being blamed by some in Moscow for the failure of the wheat crop and the smoke that has been choking the city in recent weeks. The Russian government said it will suspend wheat exports until December because of the severe drought that has hit much of the country. Moscow's tabloid press has even speculated that the United States orchestrated the heat wave in order to favor its own grain exporters by blasting Russia with harmful rays from a research station in Alaska known as HARP. But the paranoia goes beyond the comments of some newspaper editors. Andrei Ereshev, the deputy director of the Strategic Culture Foundation, said the real purpose of the high-frequency active oral research project in Alaska is to build a weapon in order to destabilize environmental and agricultural systems in local countries. At the moment, climate weapons may be reaching their target capacity and may be used to provoke droughts, erase crops, and induce various anomalous phenomena in certain countries. These harsh words were published in an article written by Andre. The article has been carried by publications throughout Russia, including International Affairs. As far as weather control goes, HARP states on its website that its transmitter and array of 180 antennas has no impact on that part of the atmosphere. They say transmitted energy in the frequency ranges that will be used by HARP is not absorbed in either the ionosphere or the stratosphere, the two levels of the atmosphere that produce the Earth's weather. But Russia isn't alone placing blame on the United States HARP project. Iran has also recently blamed the U.S. HARP project for the recent heat wave permeating the country this summer. Othana Zuck, an Air Force spokesman, said HARP is scheduled to be handed over on August 11th to the University of Alaska. A ceremony for the handover is also scheduled to take place later this month. That agreement allows access for 2 years, which will provide the university and the Air Force time to negotiate an agreement regarding the transfer of the land. They say the facility has been dormant this summer and don't expect to be operational until next spring because of Alaska's harsh winter. Russia and Italy, on the other hand, don't believe a word of that. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.